So I've debated a long time about talking about this. This is something that goes back a few years, but I think it's necessary. So it's necessary to talk about. So anyway, the title of this episode is Play by the Rules and Be Careful What You Write. The TLDR, or the TLDL, as we've had throughout the rest of these episodes, is this. If you're going to write about WordPress, it's important to determine about which you primarily want to write. Is it going to be less subjective material, such as code or an evaluation of a function or something from an API or maybe even a review of a plugin? Or is it going to be more opinionated material, such as an op-ed on the community, the economy, some of the major players, some of the minor players? Further, know that whatever it is you share online is up for grabs for conversation, and sometimes it can go in wildly unexpected directions. Be prepared for this to happen regardless of your intent. I don't care if you're trying to write something good or if you're really trying to rake someone over the coals. Be prepared for it to go in any direction that you don't expect. To some degree, you get to pick the game you want to play. But when you do that, know the rules, play by them, and be careful what you write. All right, so in the last episode, I stated the following, quote, "Since I don't think someone should go into writing about their experiences blindly, especially when it comes to the negative that may come from it, it seems only fair to also share what that looks like." And the reason that I think this is deserving of its own post or its own podcast or its own episode or whatever you want to call this, perhaps now more than ever, is because whenever you publish anything, regardless of if it's a blog post, a video, a podcast, a newsletter, something on Instagram, something on Facebook, whatever, there are obviously going to be people who are going to read and respond, even if they don't do it directly to you. After all, as someone who writes, what's the purpose of publishing things publicly if you don't want people to read them or to hear them? And years ago, I learned part of this the hard way. And I would be disingenuous if I didn't talk about the less flattering side of when you write about your work. Careful what you write. I am writing this statement after, or I'm recording this particular passage after I've completed the first draft of this post or this episode. And so heads up, this is going to be this particular episode and the accompanying post are going to be, is going to be longer than some of the content in the rest of this series. It's important though, because it's not something I've ever really talked about since the fallout of it all. I'm going to give the background, but bear with me. And it's something that I think anyone getting into this industry absolutely needs to be aware of. So as much as I'm a fan and proponent of sharing your work and writing about it, it's not all sunshine. And if I'm giving advice to my past self or to someone just getting started in this industry, which is the whole purpose of this particular podcast and this blog post series or this blog series, this is important. So once upon a time, years ago, and it starts off like a fairy tale, but it's not. This is 100% true. Years ago, after I'd been working in WordPress for a significant amount of time, or what I thought was a significant amount of time at the time, I wrote a post as to how I was perceiving parts of the community. And to be clear, I truly mean the community. I don't mean the economy. I'm not conflating the term or the terms. I don't mean the software, and I don't mean anything having to do with the business side of things. Nothing like that. This was all about community politics and what some of us know as hashtag WP drama. The post in question was my perception of what was happening, my grievances with how things were happening, and the frustrations I was seeing. It was coming from a place of, I care about what's happening because I care about the software and I care about those of us who work in this segment of the industry. And honestly, I think the same thing can happen in other communities too. Think.NET, PHP, React, JavaScript, Vue, Angular, whatever. Anyway, at this point in my WordPress career, I had committed some code to core. I had been blogging for a good bit. I had sold products. I had done consulting, attended conferences, presented, spoke on podcasts, etc. And the reason that I mention this is to give a sense that I wasn't the new kid on the block. I wasn't trying to kick down a door and make a name about myself or what my opinions were or anything. I'd been around a while, and I wasn't particularly fond of how things were being run. In short, it felt like a number of key issues that were open for discussion were being given a lot of feedback. But then said feedback was ignored, or certain people were, or ideas were being stonewalled. And that bred frustration, naturally to some degree. So I wrote about it. And it wasn't my normal kind of post. I've often tried to write strictly about software, writing software, problems that I'm solving, etc. At the same time, this felt like it was something important. Anyway, I published the post and went on about my day, my work, and so on. Fast forward a few hours, and the comment section is blowing up, but it was quickly going sideways. It wasn't so much about what I wrote, but people began to personally drag other people through the comment section in a negative way. They were dragging other people with whom I interacted with and who have done a lot for WordPress. Comments started to come way off topic of the post and far too personal about a few individuals. So, got in touch with said individuals and asked if they wanted me to take the post down or to shut off comments because, again, trying to show respect to peers. But this person said that they would rather the comments remain open so they could participate and it could showcase this side of the community. And that was a fair point. On one hand, I really respected this move and this stance. On the other hand, I hated how things were playing out on my site. Nothing I wrote about was the focus of what was happening in the comments, and people were dragging other people, and I hated seeing that. Then I started to get an influx of messages in different, you know, DMs or my inbox, however people were getting in touch with me at that time. And they were telling me about how terrible of a person I was for allowing something like this to happen, et cetera, et cetera. And that's content for another post that I will never write. But as with anything, it finally dissolved, but there was a long tail on this. I was asked to talk about this for a few newsletters, issue statements on another blog post, and even come on podcast to talk about it. And I was not interested in doing any of this. It was over. It was done with. I'd said my piece and that was it. But in, you know, in retrospect, when I say it all out loud like this, you'd think that I'd committed a grave crime against humanity. Hardly. I had an opinion and I shared it and the comments got hijacked and good people had their character attacked. People wanted to keep the comments open to let this play out for, again, a good reason, and on it went. But I hated it. I hated the way it felt. I hated how others were unnecessarily drug into something that had nothing to do with them, and I hated seeing how truly awful some of the comments were. So, after a persistent individual asked me to talk about it, I acquiesced. I eventually closed comments on this post. I eventually stopped writing about my opinions. I continued to focus on writing about what I cared about most, writing code and sharing how problems were solved for different people in different situations. And more on that in a bit. So, thinking about content. When it comes to publishing any type of content, there's very few things that are going to be purely objective. I think we all know that to be true. But from the way you write your code, the way you justify what you're doing is all going to be fodder for scrutiny, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are varying degrees of that. For example, whenever you're part of a community as active as WordPress, or really any community for that matter, and you share your opinion, you're absolutely setting yourself up for people to talk with you about it, or talk about you. Sometimes it'll be in the comments if your comments are on. Sometimes it'll be on Twitter. Sometimes it'll be on Reddit. Sometimes it'll be on Facebook. Sometimes it'll be in a newsletter. Sometimes it'll be in a podcast. And sometimes it will be all of the above. And you should know this. As soon as you publish something somewhere on the internet, assume it's going to be there forever and assume that someone somewhere is going to talk about it, if not judge you for it. Yeah, someone's judging this podcast right now. I see you. And define your content. So the first piece of advice I would give is this. Determine what type of content you want to write. For example, if you simply want to share about the code that you're writing and the reasons for why you've chosen to implement your solution the way you have, you're not going to be making a lot of controversial statements. Sure, programmers have opinions about everything, and they may tell you your code sucks. But and these people can come along and critique it, and many who do so will do so in an attempt to point out areas in which it can be improved. And this would fall under something like edification or education and improvement and all that stuff. And that's what I consider signal. It's good. They're helping you and you're getting better. And so you can help someone else. But then others may look at it and critique you as personal and your ability as a programmer. And it can come as a personal attack and whatever to that. That's noise. If you're someone who's only interested in writing about this type of content, then only engage in responses around that. That is, pay attention to the signal and ignore the noise and define your intent. And the second piece of advice I would give is this. If you're going to write about what essentially is op-eds in the WordPress space, prepare for a lot of chatter in every corner of the internet as listed above. It doesn't matter how good your intent is. You're going to stir the pot and get people talking. It doesn't matter how negative your intent is. You're going to stir the pot and get people talking. The common denominator is that people are going to talk. And oftentimes, because the more subjective something is, the more divided they become, and the more you're going to be mentioned, discussed, and perhaps even pulled into the conversations you never thought you'd be a part of, or that would perhaps ever even happen. And if this suits you, go for it. If not, be aware of it. I'm not here to say what you should or shouldn't do. And frankly, I don't know, and I don't particularly care. But know what you may be getting yourself into when you share said opinions. So going back to my original story, how did this all end? The good news is that I'm obviously still here, and I still have a lot of friends in WordPress. The people whom ended up being most affected are still around, and we still talk. And personally, I had to make a decision on how I wanted to move forward with this blog, and by extension, this podcast. With a few exceptions, this is how I view what I write. Blogging is a game with players on various sides. You've got those who write, those who read, and those who respond. There's overlap in the last two players, obviously. When opting to play the game, I have to choose which variation of the game I want to play. That is, what do I want to write about? What are the rules? And if, when playing the game, am I playing by a different set of rules? And if so, then I'm playing a different variation of the game, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to play this game. I want to play by the rules set for the variation in which I want to participate. This means on the whole, I want to write about my experience, the problems I'm solving, how I achieve it with code, and how I can help others and perhaps garner feedback to make my own work better. I sound like a broken record because I have mentioned this time and time again, but it's the truth. I have no interest in writing about the social side of WordPress. There are other people who do that, who want to do that, who are made to do that, and that's their thing. Follow them if that's where, you know, if that's what you're after. Though I know we all can't get along, I don't want to contribute to anything that exacerbates that truth. I'd rather do what I can to help others, to get along with them, and to put less controversial stuff on the web. We're fortunate in what we do when we get to write in the software industry. As soon as you pick a profession, you're in some variation of a game, but we, within reason, get to pick the rules by which we play. To that end, we should pick them carefully. Oh, and if you read the post or if you read anything on my blog, you'll notice that the comments are disabled, and they have been for quite some time. They've been disabled not because of the story from earlier, but because the conversation is over the years, the conversation was moving more and more towards Twitter. And that was just easier to manage. That's all. No other reason. Nobody forced my hand to shut off comments. I wanted to do it. I got tired of managing that and replies on Twitter. So I opted just to stick with Twitter. And that's that. Okay, so this is the post podcast. I have no title for this thing. This is just where I start talking after the post or the actual episode. So some of you, I've been getting a few more tweets and a few more emails about this podcast, which is awesome because I really do enjoy the fact that some of you are enjoying listening to this. I've gotten a few questions on Twitter, and there are things I'd love to talk about, but I want to make sure that people are, you know, their questions are kept anonymous unless they want to be mentioned. And so if you're someone who is listening to this and you have a question or you want to hear me talk about something, then please let me know. I'll be happy to do so. You can let me know on Twitter. You can let me know on email. But because the series in which I'm writing has a more or less an intent to it, which is to give advice to my past self or to anyone who's getting started in WordPress, the content is going to be more or less, you know, quote unquote, exclusive to the podcast. There's no paywall or anything. It's just people who listen will get a bonus, and people who don't, they won't hear it and they won't be any the wiser. So it'll be us having fun and everyone else being left out. But anyway, once again, thank you for listening. I hope that you are continuing to enjoy this, and I will have another episode out as soon as I have another post out. Have a good morning, afternoon, evening, middle of the night, whatever day, whatever time of day it is, whenever you're hearing this. I hope it's going better rather than worse. And if it's going worse, just hang in there because it will eventually get better. That's my cool outro. I should probably work on that.